This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. How do you do? Who do you trust today? I trust Jennifer Horn. I trust Victoria Keelan. I especially trust Kara Schilling because I looked into their eyes, and in the eyes I've seen a trustworthy person. Actually, I looked into Jennifer's eyes, and I saw lots of love. I looked into Victoria Keelan's eyes, and I saw lots of fear. She'd get married a week from
now. I am not. Oh, my gosh. That is not true. You're such a troublemaker.
Oh, not me.
Uh-huh.
I trust the universe. You know, it is really very interesting. It has become a popular phrase or an idea to trust the universe. But many people don't know how to do that, have a hard time doing it, because we are so surrounded by people who are not trustworthy. People who struggle for control. They want your vote. They want you to go worship at their church or... they want you to send them their money, buy some vitamins, whatever it is. And most of the time we're disappointed, and it's really kind of sad. Because we're disappointed when it comes to things that involve power and control. But for the most part, your neighbor doesn't want to have power and control over you. People in your family don't. Your friends don't. They just want to be friends. They want to have kind of a – they enjoy you. I mean, give yourself credit for being likable. If you have friends, it's 9 times out of 10 going to be because you're a good person. You're a good human being. So let's look at people and give them the benefit of the doubt. That's the way I was raised. I always trust people until they give me a reason not to. But I will admit that the days of me growing up on the farm, shaking hands and making a deal are over, pretty much. I have people using my farm all the time now, and I, because of things that have stung me, I now get an agreement. And it's an agreement in writing. Never used to do that before. But I do it now because it needs to be clear to people. You need to write on a piece of paper what it is that's expected. What am I delivering? What are you delivering? And I think that that's, it's hard for me, actually, to go there. And people who know me well know that it's hard for me to go there. I just don't like the idea of not being able to trust people, but I take a deep breath and know that that's kind of the way it is, sadly. So I was noticing something this morning. This is sort of the good news and bad news. Good news for the economy is that housing is hotter than it has been that I can remember. If you go into large U.S. metro areas, whether it be New York where Victoria is, Washington where Kara is, L.A. where Jennifer is, Boston where I am, doesn't make any difference. There are would-be buyers everywhere pushing up the value of homes, pushing up rents. I've been offered millions of dollars to sell my farm so that it can be developed. There are developments. I live in the only part of this town where I grew up where there's protection for open space and farming, and the pressure is intense, I will tell you, to sell and get out. And believe me, I've thought about it seriously, but I just don't want to do that. I just haven't gone there. But I will tell you, a lot of people are getting a lot of money for land, and a lot of homes are being built, and the rents that you're paying in New York, and, well, what you're paying anywhere, are reflective of the fact that they can't build houses fast enough for the demand. So that does nothing but push the value of rental property up. And so if you live in something, many of these cities have what they call rent control, I don't know if that's your story or not, Victoria, but I know a lot of places have, you know, you're guaranteed for X amount of years to pay a certain amount of money, and it usually is below market. And so they're sought after.
Yeah, in New York, rent control doesn't exist anymore. It's rent stabilization. So it's more expensive. Back in the day, rent control in New York was very, very cheap. It was like a few hundred dollars a month. Yeah. So now rent stabilization is, I forget what the percentage is. It is below market value, but, I mean, that's honestly what we've been fighting for almost 2 years now with in court with our apartment, because we're supposed to be rent stabilized, and they illegally destabilized us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's that happens a lot to a lot of people in New York City, and so that's why there's no middle class in New York City anymore. It's the 1% of the 1%, and
all right.
it's crazy.
So here's what's happening, and that's what, it isn't their fault. It isn't, people want to blame the 1%ers. Why? What does that fix? Doesn't fix anything. You should
I'm not blaming the 1%ers.
I didn't say you were. I'm just saying in general, people take shots at the 1%, even though that's where the strength, excuse me, in the economy is. And so when you look at these numbers for houses being started and being built, there is an interesting cost burden analysis. I don't want to bore you with the details, but back in 2015, this was a restart. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have gone back to what happened prior to 2008. They've been a little more selective in the way it's applied, but you can still get a 3% mortgage, 3% down, that kind of stuff. My daughter and her husband have never owned a house, so they're looking at that, and there are plans, programs through UCLA where they work, and also the federal government, and they can afford it, but you see a lot of other people who, again, there's a fudging going on. For example, in El Paso, 18% of the mortgages that have been agreed to in the last 2 years are already in trouble because people can't make the payments. Same is true in Daytona Beach and in Riverside. Jennifer, is a big problem with people buying. Riverside kind of is one of those innocuous places. I wouldn't have thought that there was a big to do, but it's a desert town, right? How far out of
It's really not even a desert town anymore. Yeah. I mean, Riverside is actually kind of the booming
Ontario, that area, right?
Well, yeah, it's more upscale in the Inland Empire for sure. It's a place that actually can get those higher priced homes. I mean, they've really done a lot to make a very nice area to live, very comfortable and high end. But there's a lot of new developments. I would imagine they probably are to blame for a lot of this. People thinking they can afford more house than they actually can.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's how it reflects. This is what means something to me because I'm a Santa Monican. When I'm in California, I love Santa Monica. It's crazy. The city is nuts. The people are crazy that run it. But it is a neat.
It's so pretty.
It's a neat place in lots of ways. So here's the story of a guy named Ryan Welch, who says he's stuck. I'm reading a story in the LA Times today between the cost of renting a home and buying a home. He's 32 years old, pays $1,500 a month for a rent-controlled one-bedroom apartment. That's the Santa Monica for you. It really is. It's nuts there.
Wait, how much does he pay?
$1,500 a month, one-bedroom apartment. He shares it with his wife.
By the way,
and it's rent-controlled.
That's nothing.
The point I'm making. Yeah. It's nuts.
That's, you know, what we're fighting to have our rent reduced to.
Yeah.
We paid $2,400, so.
I was paying that. I rented a place in a house. First time I ever lived in an apartment in a house this past winter, because I'd gotten out of the house in Santa Monica and wasn't sure what I wanted to do, so I decided to rent a little one-bedroom apartment. It was like three rooms, and it was $2,400 a month for a basement, in essence, in Bel Air. It just is, and so people say, well, people can't afford it. Of course they can. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to charge the rent. That's the misnomer of this foolishness. Well, people can't afford it. Somebody can. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to charge the rent. They'd have space empty. It is what can be, it's the old business of supply and demand. If somebody's willing to pay $2,400 for that lousy place that I stayed in this past winter, and I was, because it was clean and it was in a nice neighborhood. And I did it fast because I wanted to move my stuff from the other house. But would I do it again? No. And was it overpriced? Of course. And it isn't because it was overpriced I wouldn't do it again. It just isn't my style. It's not my cup of tea. But a lot of people don't have choices. And so you either in Los Angeles, you live in a place like that if you want something decent and clean, or you live in Compton. That's about, I mean, what else is
there? There's nothing in between?
No, there really isn't. Is there, Jennifer? What am I missing? Unless you go to Jennifer.
Well, you're missing the San Fernando Valley. I mean, that's why people live in the valley, because the rents are cheaper. Now, they're not a lot cheaper.
Well, but you got to go over the hill to get there, and then you got to fight the traffic on the 405 or the 10 to get into work.
That's if you're a West Side snob, though. I mean, you know, it depends on if you work there or not. I mean, there's a lot of people that work in the valley, or they work in Burbank or Glendale. A lot of the studio people never even touch the West Side.
Right.
Yeah, they can live in the San Fernando Valley. So, I mean, I think the commute, people resign themselves to being stuck in traffic in Southern California, so they don't mind if they can save a good chunk of money not living where it's very overcrowded and overpriced on the other side of the hill. So there's areas throughout the San Fernando Valley. There's Sunland, Tujunga, Pasadena, past that area. That's a little bit cheaper housing. But you're never going to pay less with rent. I mean, it's very rare you find yourself in a situation where you're going to pay less than $1,200 a month, and that's for a kind of rundown, low-end sort of building.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's the exact reason why I live in Silver Spring, even though I work in Arlington. It's all the way around the Beltway. If I worked normal work hours, it would take me an hour and a half to get to work. Luckily, because I work, you know, at the butt crack of dawn, it only takes a half an hour. But
The butt crack of dawn.
The butt crack of dawn.
What a great expression that is.
But, you know, the even downtown Silver Spring is pretty stinking expensive. But because of where I am, it's, you know, a really big immigrant population, and it's, you know, middle to lower class, I'm able to get a cheaper apartment. But even that goes up every single year. So,
and it isn't going to change because demand is outstripping supply. And that's because there are too many people being born or coming into our country. It's that simple. There are too many people here.
But how do you fix that?
That's it. It's education, birth control, immigration control, whatever the heck it is. But we cannot sustain the number of people that keep coming into this country. It's not sustainable. 19 past the hour.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Family walk.
up.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Almost 24 at the hour here. Music segment of this hour, starting with Ariana Grande, who is much in the news since what happened in Manchester. She's actually going to become Manchester's first honorary citizen, first person named that way, following the, quote, great selfless acts and demonstrations of community spirit after that terrorist attack in May. The city council... said about the following message. Quote, "We've all had cause to be incredibly proud of Manchester and the resilience and compassionate way in which the city and all those associated with it have responded to the events of May 22nd. Love, courage, not hatred, not fear." As fellow added, Ariana Grande exemplifies this response. I think many people would already consider her to be an honorary Manchurian, and we would be delighted if the council approves to make it official. So her honorary citizenship part of a larger plan by the city to update their system in which non-citizens are honored for their contributions to Manchester. If you've ever been to Manchester, you know why they need contributions. It's a very blue-collar town, and sadly, we get into this 1% or, you know, the rich and the poor, and this is... This is Birmingham, both very industrial towns. Not a bad place. Outside the areas that surround Manchester is quite pleasant. One of the interesting things about England, maybe Europe in general, is that when you get out of the city, you're immediately in the country. There's no such thing as suburbs in England. You're in the city,
or
you're out.
Yeah, it's very rare. Yeah.
It's out. It's like this, the farmlands, which are prevalent in England in a way much different than we experience here. We have suburbia everywhere. Everybody needs an acre to have a house, that kind of stuff. They don't do it that way. They build housing systems, if you will, and then they need the land to feed the country. So, bingo, as soon as you get out of town, you're in that beautiful countryside that is so England. So, anyway, Ariana Grande gets the right treatment. Next up, musically speaking, Neil Young is in the news. The popular Bridge School benefit concert that he has hosted for the past 30 years will not take place this year. Not sure about the future either. The Bridge School announced the news. It came from Neil Young's ex-wife on its website. The school was co-founded by his ex-wife Peggy Young, 1986 for the year, had children with severe speech and physical impairments after she and Neil Young had trouble finding a suitable school for their nonverbal son. He has a cerebral palsy. She's the president of the board of directors there. The concert was hosted, and a lot of people, big names, would show up. David Bowie, Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, The Who, Brian Wilson, Patti Smith. All these people that were friends who have been with Neil Young on stage for the event. He also issued a statement on the school website citing personal reasons for no longer hosting the event. Mike, what do you think? I'm not getting along with my ex-wife anymore, so she can stuff it. Is that...
Sounds like there's something going on there, yeah. Because this is this has been a hugely popular concert series, and they sell the albums, and they make a lot of money selling the albums of the concerts, too. So it seems, it seems bizarre. Unless he's not in good health, and that's really why he can't perform anymore, because he always does.
He's performing at Farm Aid. He's just a little crazy. I don't know if there's anything wrong with him physically. He's just nuts.
He is a little nutty, but he's done a lot of great work to raise awareness for nonverbal kids and things like that.
He's done a lot of things he's been very strong all through his career at giving of his time and talent. He's been fabulous at doing that, but he's still crazy. What is the old expression? Still crazy after all these years.
Yeah.
That's what partially probably accounts for his talent. 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Let's roll.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the senior dog. You know, many similarities exist between the aging process in humans and the aging process in dogs. For instance, a sign of aging common in both is the graying of the hair around the head. In dogs, it's particularly apparent around the muzzle and the ears. Both older people and older dogs are likely to experience the stiffness associated with arthritis of the joints. And just as with older people, older dogs are prone to losing a portion or all of their eyesight and their hearing. Finally, without proper dental care, both species are prone to gum disease and teeth loss. That's why it's so important to brush your dog's teeth and have regular dental checkups by your veterinarian. By doing such, your dog will be able to enjoy rawhide bones and chew toys like he did when he was enjoying them as a puppy. And remember this, as our dogs get older, they need exercise as well. Just because they become a fixture in the house, don't forget to teach them a new trick, take them for a special walk, or ride in the car to the beach. You know, mental stimulation will keep your dog happier and living a bit longer. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
After the hour, close your attention off from everything else because what's going on here is more important than anything else you could possibly imagine at this moment in time. The DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen is here. We have the sports news coming up, TV news as well. First, though, some tributes or at least names in the news. First, Adam West. What's going on in Los Angeles, Jennifer? The tributes are kind of crazy.
Oh, this is great. It's one thing I can actually get behind. They put the bat signal up in Los Angeles last night in downtown, which is really cool to honor Adam West. And I wish, with all the craziness in California, that I had none. Like, I wish I would have known there was a bat signal. We should have put that thing up a long time ago, calling for Batman's help. It looked really cool.
Old school one too, yeah. They had thousands of people lined on the street to watch this.
Yeah, and they did it just on a building. It wasn't up in the night sky, but it was really cool looking.
Yeah, it's interesting how people take the stuff like this, isn't it? I mean, when you really get right down to it, and it's all good. There's nothing about it that's anything but good. Sad that he passed away. Bill Cosby in the news. I don't quite understand. The jurors are told to keep deliberating. They've been in there 30 hours now, and they told the judge they couldn't reach a unanimous decision. So what happens? You try them over. You can't try somebody again, can you? If there's a hung jury.
Well, if it's a hung jury, you can. If it's not guilty, you cannot. But I think with a I think they would declare a mistrial with a hung jury.
Yeah.
But he's got three different charges that he's facing, and apparently they cannot come to an agreement on any of the three. And
yeah.
I mean, if anybody's ever served a jury. They constantly are taking your temperature. When you first go into the room, who thinks he's guilty, who thinks he's not guilty, and they go through the counts and they take the temperature. And when people don't agree, then they start hashing it out and they start reviewing evidence, and this jury has asked for six different items from the court record to try to review, you know, he said versus she said at this point. None of them disagree. I mean, Andrea Constant and Bill Cosby agree on the circumstances surrounding it. He says it was consensual and she says it wasn't, and that's where they differ. Everybody agrees that there was pills slipped, you know, that there was pills handed to her, that she took the pills, she drank the wine. Everybody agrees on that.
I want you to take advantage of me. Give me those pills.
Well, whatever it is, so it's really, it comes down to he said, she said, and I think that's a pretty tough place for the jury to be, because then it's less about evidence and more about a gut feeling somehow, and I don't know, the longer this goes, the more I think he's got a better chance of getting out of this. Yeah.
It's dicey. Pretty dicey stuff. Next on the people in the news department, Kirk Jones. The Buffalo newspaper today has a story about this fellow who survived a plunge over Niagara Falls without any protection at all in 2003. Well, he figured, okay, let's do this. Only I'll be more protected this time. I'll go inside an inflatable ball. Well, yesterday morning, his body was found at the bottom of the Niagara River.
Oh, no.
The people investigating this say because he became so famous as the first person to survive an unprotected plunge, thought he was invincible. Turns out he wasn't.
Yeah, once you survive that one time, you probably shouldn't.
Why did they do that?
Wasn't there a woman who went over in a helicopter just holding on to something with her teeth? Over Niagara Falls, like yesterday or the day before?
Oh, that was the Willenda.
The Willendas are always doing stuff like
famous,
that.
Famous circus family.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Yeah. Mm. There we go. All right. The president's pledge to wipe out MS-13. You may have heard me, if you want to go back and listen to, if you go to TuneIn Radio, on your computer, mobile device, whatever it is that you listen to outside of the radio. You can listen to us live on the radio, but then maybe you want to hear some of the things from before. This is, for example, hour number four. You go to hour number three and search Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio. You'll hear me talking about the things that Trump did this past week that I thought were bad. So this is a turnaround. I think that the pledge to wipe out MS-13 is getting somewhere. At least if you look around in New York City and Long Island, Victoria, 40 people accused of various things. Members of MS-13 have been arrested in the past week or so, or 45, apparently. Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement people have taken in these people from MS-13. Apparently, there have been a lot of murders on Long Island, and normally Long Island is pretty placid. But somehow or other, these guys are getting out there. This is the Mexican cartel, I think, aren't they? Isn't that what MS-13 is? I don't even know. I think so, yeah. What it stands for. So if you're looking for something good, I had three things that I went through that were not good. The most important one was the Dow merger, which is going to affect how we all eat. But going after these gangs is important, I think. Speaking of things that we eat, before we get to the sports report and the TV report, you'll all be happy to know there's a reason for studying everything, as we know. And this is National Dairy Month. So you'll be happy to know that 7% of all American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. How incredible. Okay. So let's say we
were
do the
math.
Were
they like 6-year-olds or who was
this? No, this is adult. 16 million people, and these are milk drinking. They identify themselves as milk drinking people, which is basically the population, if you want to put numbers to it, it's like the population of Pennsylvania. Doesn't know chocolate milk is milk with chocolate added. The survey has attracted a lot of jeers from some corners. People are surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm saddened by how far we have become removed from our source of supply. The agriculture that comes from our family farms, nutrition from things grown well by American family farmers, the fact that our educational system doesn't support agriculture, doesn't support food information. I mean, this is ludicrous. It isn't funny. It isn't even sad. It's ludicrous. I used to kid people on the farm. Youngsters would come on the farm because we had, when I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, we had chocolate milk. We had regular and chocolate milk, and chocolate flavored milk. And I would tease the kids, oh, you see the cows out there? They're brown. They give the brown milk. And so now I guess I'm eating
well,
my words
here. Well,
it's
your fault. Yeah, you spread the rumor.
Yeah, you started this. Yeah. We were all wondering how this began, and
yes,
this was you.
This is it. Isn't that amazing, though? Kara was all over this yesterday. She thought it was hysterical. And it is kind of, but it's
such a sign of the times.
I guess I'm just confused about, you know, if this is what age range people are thinking, if this goes all the way from millennials to, well, yeah, I don't think it's six-year-olds, but if it's from people my age all the way to people your age who are thinking this, or if it's, you know, specifically in more than one part, or I don't know. It's just confusing because I haven't spent very much time on farms in my life, but it's pretty obvious that.
But enough to know.
Yeah. Well,
come on up. I'll put you to work this weekend. We got lots of things to do on the farm this weekend.
Well,
let's go.
And I'm busy this weekend, so I'll have to rain check on that one.
Pop out.
But yeah, this is just crazy.
I mean, I once was caught saying but I was, just to put this in context, I was 6 years old, and we were in the grocery store, and my mom, you know, my brother and I were kind of traipsing behind my mom, and we were along the egg section, and my brother saw the brown eggs, and he said, what's the difference between the brown eggs and the white eggs? And I very confidently said, well, the chickens lay the white eggs and the roosters lay the brown eggs.
There you go.
And like everyone around us just started cracking up, and I had no idea why that was funny, but I was six. So that's like the equivalent of saying that the chocolate milk comes from the brown cows.
Yeah. Actually, the color of the eggshell depends on what you feed the chicken.
Yeah, what you're eating.
That's it. What the
chicken I did not know
eats.
That.
Is what color the eggshell is going to be. You feed the chicken green. There are a lot of
and those are the prettiest eggs, by the way, the green ones.
Yeah, that's how you get green eggs and ham, right?
Yeah, just like that.
All right, let's get to the sports news before we get any more carried away here. A couple of important things. The NCAA has suspended the head coach in Louisville for being ignorant. Not so fast here. I'm not guessing that this guy was that ignorant. But anyway, the sex scandal, it continues to be a focus. Who is the sex scandal expert? I guess, Victoria, you can do this.
The sex scandal expert. Well, yeah, the NCAA has suspended Louisville's head basketball coach, Rick Pitino, not because he was involved in the sex scandal, but because he claims he didn't know anything about it. And so the
prostitution
league,
for his college, come on.
He claims that the league found that Andre McGee, who was a former operations director at Louisville, he spent years paying escorts to strip and perform sex acts with recruits and other team members. And so apparently Pitino said he didn't know that this was going on. This went on for 10 years.
He's unbelievable.
So
he's Paterno not knowing what was going on at
exactly.
State.
Yeah. So basically, he's being suspended for the first five conference games because the NCAA says that he didn't monitor his employee. So so he's not allowed to have any contact with his team for the first five games. And they also are probably going to lose some scholarships, and they may even take back their championship from 2012-2013 season. It doesn't seem like enough.
Why would they
you know.
Take back their championship?
Because I guess they were committing the crimes during that championship, so they take it away. I always think that that's such a stupid thing to do.
What does a stripper have to do with taking? Whether or not the team performs, because is that because they're sacking the
debt? What they should do is fire the guy who let this go on. Why are they screwing the members of the team that had nothing to do with it? I'm with Jennifer.
Well,
on this
I'm assuming that Andre McGee, is he still there? I would assume that he's
So you throw him off the team.
Yeah, he's gone.
Get rid of him.
So you dump
get rid
them.
Of the coach. You don't penalize the team. They were.
What are they insinuating? They're insinuating that people wouldn't have gone or chosen the Louisville program because they only chose it because they were shown
they
strippers.
Get
give me a break. It's Louisville. Yeah. Everybody wants to go to Louisville. It's a desirable sports
that's
school.
That's what I don't get either. Is when this school is already so good in the sports arena, why do they have to offer things like this?
People are wanting to have fun. That's what they're doing. That's a man
makes me so angry.
Offering other men something for fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't imagine
it affects the championship. That's ridiculous.
Stripping the championship, though, takes away funding because if you have so many different championships, then, you know, then it's like with college football. You know, there's a lot of money associated with bowl games and things like that. So I think that they'll lose some of the NCAA funding if they take away a championship. That's the only thing I can think of is why they would do that.
Jen Jen, Major League Baseball loosening rules for a weekend in August. What's going to go?
This is just one weekend, thankfully, because this seems like a glimpse into the future of Major League Baseball where they're doing lots of rule loosening these days. But for one weekend in August, Major League Baseball will allow players to wear personalized jersey patches. So that could be like loud colored cleats that they want to include in their uniform, and they could also feature their nicknames on their jerseys. The event will be known as Players Weekend, and according to the press release, the event is planned for August 25th through 27th. It was negotiated between the league and the Players Association. Players have sought to express their personal style on the field and capitalize on the intersection of fashion and sports in a way other leagues don't allow, and the result will be a test of boundaries. Baseball may be inclined to stretch in the future depending on the weekend's success. Players will have the option to wear a jersey with a nickname, though they are limited to just one. There's no inappropriate or offensive nicknames. Those will be banned. Fans say that this is great news because baseball culture often works to suppress players' individual personalities. Guess what? These people are part of a team. Sorry, can I do a little commenting here?
They need a lot of money to play.
They're
baseball.
Not paid to be individual, and they're not paid to have stupid patches on their shirt. They say it's a nice gesture on the part of the league to recognize that the sport will benefit from its fan base getting to know its stars better. Okay.
So, Jen, you're a big supporter of this, right?
I think this is the stupidest thing. Now, there is a charitable angle to the weekend, so I can get behind that. Proceeds from the jerseys and the cleat sales will go towards the Youth Development Foundation. But what made the Yankees a great team, in part?
George they had a, lot had of, a lot of money.
They had a lot of, well, some of
made
them.
A great team.
But they actually turned like a mediocre manager in Joe Torre. Yes, I called Joe Torre mediocre. I saw him on the Dodgers with some key players. But they also had a lot of rules, and they still do for their players. No facial hair. Wear a suit when you're in press conferences. And you know what that does? That allows people to be all on the same playing field so that they operate
as a
team.
When you go to a baseball game and you see these guys with their hair down to their shoulders, the pitchers with the... what do they call it when they have the hair all in knots?
It's grandstanding, and it makes individuals stand out more than the team.
You know
what
I think
problem.
Would be fun, though, is if they sold jerseys to the fans that had the nickname
sure.
on them.
Sure. Let them design a jersey and
Jennifer,
let the fans wear it. I'm all
about
that.
Just 60 seconds, no, 30 seconds on what's big on TV tonight this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't ready, but I'm sure. What's going on
is
this
Keith
weekend?
Urban going to come back to American Idol? Who thinks yes, who thinks no?
He loved it, maybe. I think there's a 70% chance.
Does that help? That helps get
it helps lend some country credibility for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a big year. He finally won some awards at the CMA, CMT, one of those country music awards.
Yep.
Hi. Hey, and I can tell you this.
Yeah.
Are you ready? RuPaul's Drag Race is on VH1 tonight at 8.
Who doesn't love RuPaul?
The End of Rain, CW at 9.
Drag
That's all
Race
I got.
Is the phrase there.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you would like some info on travel circumstances, come to the right place, because Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks at Frommers.com is here with an update on the finalists in that contest at Frommers.com. A lot of inspiration here, and we'll talk about that, who's involved, as we proceed ahead right after these messages.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities.
Most annuities have nosebleed-level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-767-9898 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-767-9898. That's 1-800-767-9898.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
56 past the hour. Travel, courtesy of the folks at the Fromers.com website. Fromers guidebooks are very helpful. Pauline Fromer is here as a member of the family. We were talking before about this group of veterans, people in the military, who are involved in winning a free vacation. You've got a lot of people who have applied. What do you find out?
Well, it's veterans and people in the active military. In honor of Fromer's 60th anniversary, because it was started by my father when he was drafted into the Army, while in the Army, we are giving away, with HomeAway, six once-in-a-lifetime vacations to places all over the world, like Verona, Italy, and Orlando, Florida, and the Sonoma County in California. 30 finalists are up on Fromers.com. You can see them at FROMMERS.com/6, the word four, F-O-R, 60. So six vacations for 60 years, Fromers.com, six for 60. And you can vote for whichever family, active military or veterans, that you think best deserves a vacation. And we ask these people not just to write about what a vacation would mean to them, but about their accomplishments. And these incredibly brave, incredibly smart men and women have accomplished so much in their lives. I mean, we have one family where the husband, whenever he's not on active duty, is a volunteer firefighter, an EMT. The mother has, or the wife in the family who is a mother, has done two surrogate pregnancies for women with breast cancer. I mean, just extraordinary people, all of whom deserve a vacation. Unfortunately, we can only give one to six. There are 30 finalists, so we hope you go to Fromers.com/6for60 and vote for your favorite. They really, I think you'll be moved by reading their stories. It's really, they're really impressive people.
All right, we have a few seconds for a fun piece that you have on your site about dining etiquette in Italy.
It's fun stuff. You have to wait until your host says bon appetito before you reach for the food if you're invited to dinner anywhere in Italy. You never, ever pour wine underhandedly. You hold the top of the bottle. It's considered very bad manners to hold it underhanded. And you must clink everybody's glass at the table or you will be rude, rude, rude.
Good God. No traveling to Italy then. Good. You better stay home. That's big business. All right, that's very fun. Italy's a great place to go. Fromers.com. Fromers guidebooks are there. Pauline Fromer, thanks for being here.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.